In 1973, Led Zeppelin, without question, was the biggest band in the world. They'd released 5 albums in 5 years, 4 of which went to number 1 in the US and their native England, and there was absolutely no mistaking their immense power and popularity. They knew they had a unique sound from the very first time they got together in 1968, but they wanted to experience what the fans did when they came in concert to see Led Zeppelin. So they decided they were going to film a show. After touring Europe for the first half of 1973, the band hit the States in the spring for their first leg, followed by a second in July, which would conclude a 3-night stand at the legendary Madison Square Garden in New York. With cameras in tow, it was at the Garden that they decided to document the Led Zeppelin live experience. Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones.
If you're going to play a live show, especially a live show where there's a lot of improvisation and of the moment material that's going to go on, you really want to play it with an audience that are really going to be reactive, if you like, and champion you on. So it's such a great, still is, a wonderful audience in New York. It's always had a thing of its own, you know. It's a special gig, Madison Square Garden.
Plus it's all the same faces over 3-4 nights as well. I mean, you could recognise the first 20-30 rows kind of, it's like a residency. And it was just really nice, and they really listen, but they really respond as well.
The results of that 3-night New York City engagement on July 27th, 28th, 29th in 1973 came to fruition in October of 1976 with the premiere and release of their first concert film and soundtrack, The Song Remains the Same. Now, 45 years later, on September 7th, 2018, Atlantic Swan Song is going to reissue The Song Remains the Same in multiple formats, including the full album debut in high-res 5.1 sound on Blu-ray. The Super Deluxe box set will be the most exquisite and elaborate release in the reissue series, which began in 2014. It recreates the intricate embossing of the set's original issue and will also mark the first time the full-length film and soundtrack have been put together in the same package. On the 4-disc, 180-gram vinyl set, Jimmy Page made a change to the track sequence, allowing the epic 29-minute version of Dazed and Confused to be featured in its entirety on one side of vinyl for the very first time. Coming up in this edition of Whole Lotta Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and the late John Bonham will take you back to those heady days of 1973. Here we go, behind the scenes with Led Zeppelin's The Song Remains the Same on this edition of Whole Lotta Zeppelin.
The face is black and smile, all the fears that she's been hiding, and she wonders pretty soon, everybody's gonna do. We'll be right back.
Recorded at New York's Madison Square Garden in July of 1973, Led Zeppelin's Celebration Day, we're sampling the re-release of The Song Remains the Same. That's the second song of their set following Rock and Roll. Once again, here's Jimmy Page.
The soundtrack album is really good because, unlike the previous one, which has been sort of deleted, not only does this one sound better, it actually gives the full concert of what we were doing at Madison Square Garden. So some of it's cut down a little bit, you know, because even in the film, some of the numbers are edited, you know, but you can see how we actually approach the set, how we pace the set. That's really quite important. Of course, there is just one little thing that doesn't, that is out of sync with that, is the fact that we've got The Ocean, which of course had to be included, but that was an encore. And so we've actually put that as part of the running set. But the rest of it, the way that we were getting to A Whole Lot of Love out of Heartbreak, all those sort of things that people wouldn't know, I mean, it's really interesting.
Hey, mama, I said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. I can't keep away. Got a flaming heart, can't get my fill. I look shine, burning red. Dreams of you all through my hair.
Featuring a little bit of Bring It On Home, that's Black Dog, one of six songs not on the original soundtrack for The Song Remains the Same, but included on this new reissue. In 1973, there were over 80,000 reported robberies in New York City, and Led Zeppelin was one of those victims. Just before taking the stage for their third and final show at Madison Square Garden, and the last one on their 1973 tour, they were told that over $200,000, their take from the Garden Run, had been stolen from a safe deposit box at the Drake Hotel. Here's bassist John Paul Jones.
They questioned us all. I had a room full of police, and actually every agency came into my room to question me. I think they all thought, this is our chance to find out, you know, whatever we can find out. I mean, the IRS were in there, the FBI were in there, the local police, and it's like, yeah, they were just questioning absolutely everybody, just...
Yeah, but now you can tell us all these years later, what did you do with the money?
Well, actually, I bought this really nice house.
Yeah, it was heavy.
It was really very heavy.
Oh, it was an inside job, though.
Was it? Were there 15 keys or something they found to the safe deposit boxes?
Yeah. I don't know whether they arrested someone, but they knew what happened. It was the guy who was on the night shift probably saw Richard Cole, you know, with this money. Some money came out to buy a guitar that night. That's what happened. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
You
know
do
that.
Know that?
No.
Not telling, that's the end of that story, then I'll keep that one.
Here's one of the four songs not included on the original soundtrack and film of the song remains the same, but now included on both, as found in the Super Deluxe box set. Here's Misty Mountain High.
I really don't know.
four songs not included on the original soundtrack and film of The Song Remains the Same is now included and both found on the Super Deluxe box set Misty Mountain High.
Well, in the end, we just kept getting out of it and forgot about the music.
That's coming up next on this edition of Whole Lotta Zeppelin as we take a look at the reissue of The Song Remains the Same on Classic Rock 92.1.